Then you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny Obrey. More than 400,000 Ontarians are still left without power after a spring ice storm struck the province during the weekend. The freezing rain started on Saturday night and continued to pour on Sunday, which left tree branches and hydro lines covered in thick layers of ice. Areas north of Toronto, such as the cities of Orilla, Peterborough, and the district of Muskoka, were hit the hardest, resulting in officials declaring a state of emergency. The Ontario Provincial Police have thus far responded to 216 calls for service and are also dealing with at least 38 road closures due to damaged trees and power lines. Environment Canada has warned that the freezing rainstorms may head east, which could potentially affect Quebec and most of the Maritimes. The Securities and Exchange Commission has sued Elon Musk for allegedly misleading shareholders when he bought the company X, formerly known as Twitter, in 2022. The SEC claims that Elon Musk violated federal laws when he bought Twitter at an artificially low price by failing to properly disclose his stake in the company, therefore underpaying by more than $150 million. They also claim that Musk waited 11 days before disclosing his stake and expect him to pay a civil penalty. Musk recently described the SEC as another institution who is trying to bring him down through political motivation. Musk's lawyers intend to file a response to the accusations by June 6. TV star Richard Chamberlain passed away on Saturday in Waimanalo, Hawaii, due to complications from a stroke. Born on March 31, 1934 in Beverly Hills, he first got into acting when he co-founded a Los Angeles-based theater group. He was best known for playing the leading role in the medical drama series Dr. Kildare, which ran from 1961 to 1966 and aired nearly 200 episodes. He later became known as the King of the Miniseries, starring in shows like Shogun and The Thornbirds, and was the first actor to portray Jason Bourne in the TV movie The Bourne Identity. He was 90 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
It is Monday, April 7th. You're listening to CJLO. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. We're back. We're back. I need to do some messing around with my levels because there's been some stuff going on with the volume of the songs. Either way, how's it going, everyone? It's my final week of undergraduate classes. Isn't that so insane? I've still got finals to do, though. Of course. Of course. We've got such a fun show for you guys today, though. It's the 70th episode. I know, it's been like 2 years. I'm only at 70. What kind of farce is this? It doesn't matter. Usually, back in the day, for every 10, I would do kind of a hit parade. Well, we're going to open up with one little hit that I've had stuck in my head all week. But then I've got a pretty normal show. We've got some Velvet Underground, some Magnetic Fields. You know what's up. But then the second half of our show, it's almost entirely jazz-centric. I even have a Duke Ellington track in there. We're going to chill down the second half of this episode. But first, let's have some fun with some Paul Simon, some Flashing Lights, and first, some Melanie. Here, I think that you've got something for me. It's a brand new key.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair 'cause you got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while, you got something for me.
Love to take a photo. all the girls I knew when I was single. Brought them all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
Overwhelmed by the state of the world? You're not alone. Join Mosaic for How to Choose Between Apathy and Empathy in an Overwhelming World, a workshop designed to help you navigate burnout, cultivate compassion, and balance your mental and emotional well-being. Join us on April 11th at the Hall Building. For more info, visit our website at mosaic.org.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM at 11:15 AM on a Monday. I'm Maxwell. The name of the show? It's REVC. You just heard, before the ad break, High School by the Flashing Lights. Before that, Kodachrome, Paul Simon. That's an early 70s pick of the Simons. Before that, Andrew and Jack, the Magnetic Fields. That's from Love at the Bottom of the Sea. One of the better ones off that album. Before that, Melanie, Brand New Key. Definitely your most famous song. Rest in peace. She died within the last year, I believe. What a great one. Jumping across time, going to different eras. We're going to go right back with some Velvet Underground off of VU. Here's Lisa Says.
Lisa says that it's all right when she meets me alone at night. Lisa says that she has her fun. About anyone. Lisa says, Lisa says, Lisa says, Lisa says. Says that she's on the run, looking for a special one. Lisa says that every time she makes it straight, she knows her heart will.
Yeah. tea. All the nights of teenage I prayed. I try not to criticize you, must go the way you're at and pray won't fly. Maybe you're a victim to me, maybe this is happening cause we all love you too much. What is it you harmed me for? You convinced me I was hopeless. All your wordy metaphors, all your well-worn sexless posture. Holier than Jesus Christ, they came a long way just to touch your gown. But you never turn away him or her, good and gay or black or brown. So convincing for a while. Mighty was your stack of pages. Every word you ever spoke was condemned by government agents.
Timothy Tim has two blue tails. Timothy Tim has two blue eyes. Timothy Tim has two blue eyes. Timothy Tim has one red head. One red head is Timothy Tim. Swell red head, Timothy Tim. Swell red head, Timothy Tim. Timothy Tim has two blue tails.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The name of the show, you're listening to it right now, it's REVC. You just heard Sex is for Children by the Roaches. Before that, What Happened to You, Son, Belle and Sebastian. Remember that last year, Belle and Sebastian came out with a single? I haven't heard anything else from them about that. I think they went on a whole tour with that single. Anyway, before that, the Canadian classic Plum Tree with July 3rd off of their album Mass Scene Fainting. Before that, Lisa Says, as I said, that's off of the VU demo album Going On. It went on a few decades ago. We're listening right now to Utopia and Vision. This is by Don Cherry. I was shown this by Holly McLaughlin, who some of you may have seen at the Maison shows last Friday. Sadly, I couldn't make it. I was too busy playing a tabletop role-playing game. While you guys were enjoying folk music, I was shooting some blasters. Anyway, I'll let you guys enjoy the rest of this track, and then we're going on to the second half of our show. After this, some Dos. That's the duo of, it's a double bass duo. The bassist of the Minutemen and his wife. Then after that, we've just got Jazz, Basil Kirchner. You know what's going on. It's a chill second half of the show, so enjoy the rest of Utopia and Visions by Don Cherry, Tommy Keverholt, and some others. We'll be right back.
My man's got something. He gives me such a thrill. Every time he smiles at me, I can't keep my body still. I done cried so much. Looks like I've got the mumps. I can't keep from worrying, 'cause I'm down in the dumps. I had a nightmare last night. Sweet man couldn't be found. Going down to the river, into it I'm going to jump. I can't keep from worrying, 'cause I'm down in the dumps. Someone knocked on my door. Well, last night when I was asleep, well, I thought it was that sweet man of mine making his full decree. Wasn't nothing but my landlord, her great big chump. Stay away from my door, Mr. Landlord, 'cause I'm down in the dumps.
Structure is really something fine, a first-rate example of functional design. Those cosmic undulations are steady coming through. Your molecular structure, baby, me and me. Your cellular organization is really something choice. Electromagnetism, about to make me lose my voice. Got all my circuits open, my system's reading gold. Your cellular organization, baby, stop the show. Molecular structure is really something swell. A high frequency modulated Jezebel. Thermodynamically, you're getting to me. Your molecular structure, baby.
Ooh-wee. Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We're the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, April 7th at 6 p.m. for the 9th episode of Discordia, wherein we discuss the current state of organizing against Quebec tuition hikes announced in 2023.
Tune in to Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO.
Mo Read Mo with Mr. B.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Are you tuned in across the world wide web? CJLO.com. Let's get you swinging. Let's get you snapping. This is Last Train from Overbrook by Nick Hempton, the Vancouverite. He's got a club to himself. A new album, Horns Locked. This thing cooking. Before that, you just heard your molecular structure, Mose Allison. That one is quite fun with the lyrics. Before that, Down in the Dumps, the bass duo, as I said, Minutemen Veterans, Dose. Ooh, we're going to keep cooking with some cats. This is, as I said, Last Train from Overbrook. And then, have you heard this woman on TikTok? I wish I pulled up her name, or not TikTok, Instagram. She does jazz standards, and she's singing along with it as she does the drums. Well, she got the next one stuck in my head, Tulip or Turnip. I gotta hear that thing. And there's a great live version by Duke Ellington, came out kind of recently. And then after that, if you've heard my other jazz episode, back in the day, episode 39, I think, about a year and a half ago, we listened to some Amanda Tossoff. She's a Greek-Canadian jazz pianist, and she's released some stuff with the Austera Project, some great kind of ambient moving stuff. We're going to listen to that right after, and then close with some of my favorites, some Basil Kirchen. So enjoy the next 15 minutes. We'll be right back.
Lord, Aruba, Philly, plain beef stew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream pain. What am I to you? I'm a doorknob, sapphire, sawdust, champagne, just homebrew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream pain. What am I to you? Do I get the movie right? Will I be the hero? Am I in the blue sky? Or is my ceiling zero? I'm to turn a movie mummified. Bankroll, I owe you. Tell me, tell me, tell me, G-Fan. What am I to you? We'll find out.
Thank you.
And for this very special 70th episode, you get to hear most of the outro song. How special. Alright, well, you just heard a favorite of mine. That was Love Is to Walk Away by Basil Kirchen off of the collection tape Assignment Kirchen. I believe that's the only titled track on that whole album. The rest of them are like Assignment K1, Assignment K3. That one's just Love Is to Walk Away. From what? Okay, and then before that, Dreams in Olive Trees, like I said, the Ostera Project, and Amanda Tossoff. That thing is so calming. I'm feeling so zen at the end of this episode. Before that, Tulip or Turnip, Rhubarb or Rosebud, Duke Ellington. What a fun episode, guys. All right, well, I'll be back next week, you know. Don't stress too much. I'll be back next week with more great music. Probably bumping some of that new Black Country New Road. You guys listen to that album yet? Nothing I especially wanted to put in this playlist this week, but next week there'll certainly be something. And a lot of good stuff coming to town. We got Mount Erie. There's Swans coming up. I got to pick up a ticket for that. And my birthday's at the end of the month. The big 2-3. I took for granted the Taylor Swift age, you know. But I feel already like, you know, I'm already 32, so what does it matter? All right, I'll be with you guys next week. Enjoy, don't stress too much about finals, and it's all going to go well.